Blog Talk Radio.
This one. Am I going over the top? Here we go. Was written by the great Edgar Allan Poe, and there's one of those, four by somebody else, and four by me. And so they're your choices. And so we go through the process, and tonight we're in very fortunate to have a couple of winners, previous winners online. We have, firstly, Wayne. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
How you doing, EP?
I am very, very well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been on a dead run, but I'm doing pretty good tonight. I'm ready to take Linda on and do what I got to do.
Absolutely. That's the one. And it is, of course, a big week this week because I've taken ownership of my first ever first edition Edgar Allan Poe book. Hello, Liquid Damage. How are you?
Oh. Hello. I'm good. How are you, AP?
Liquid.
I am very, very well.
Linda.
I have a beautiful, beautiful little suede-covered book by Poe from 1910, a first edition, and it is incredibly delicate. And so I have yet to take it out of its plastic bag, but it is a beautiful, beautiful little book. I'll include a picture of it at some point. So, welcome back. Liquid Damage, after your successful victory a couple of weeks ago over Lady A, and a great victory that was.
Well,
we have two winners here, and so I don't need to sort of explain and understand the whole process because you know what you're doing, but I do need to say to you, Linda, do you want to be O's or X's?
X's.
X's, and so that makes you...
That's for
and
kisses.
Does give you, yeah, that's it. And Wayne, that does give
I'll
you the toss. And so you're being O's, you do get the toss because the coin that I toss is round. It's not in the form of a kiss or an X, it's in the form of a round coin. And there are two sides to that coin, Wayne. Two sides to that coin.
Mm-hmm.
One has the Queen of England on it. That would be heads. One has a platypus on it. That would be tails, because the Queen doesn't have a tail, last I counted. So before I toss the coin to see who goes first, can you tell me, Wayne, do you want heads or tails?
I'm a tails man.
You're tails. And O's. And it is, in fact, tails. You have got quite a push.
I told you.
And you have indeed got the first guess of the night. And you will have seen on the board that Deb and I separately put up a tic-tac-toe board with 1 through 9. So the poems are numbered really not very complex, not very complex fashion. 1, 2, 3 across the top, 4, 5, 6 across the middle, and 7, 8, 9 across the bottom line. And my question to you, Wayne, is you can have any poem you like as long as it's between 1 and 9.
I'll take 5.
You can go 5. Okay, that makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. So let me copy that. And put that on the board. Now, I should say, of course, that, as I always do, that you have the opportunity once, but only once, to be able to phone a friend, and that, of course, is Deb. And if you wish to do so, okay. But the poem starts with "so peaceful." Wayne, if you can see that now.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
And we'll get you to read that for us.
Did you want me to read it?
Yeah, no, can you read it for me, Wayne?
Oh yeah, sure can. It goes like this. It goes, between the growth of stately trees, a path meanders through the glade, softly rippled by the lightest breeze. Small bluebells grow where seeds have strayed. A path meanders through the glade as the sounds of birds play overhead. Small bluebells grow where seeds have strayed, whilst the sunshine in a paltry thread. As the sound of birds play overhead, it captures autumn's golden gleam. Whilst sunshine is a paltry thread, so peaceful flow the lazy stream. I think it's Ian.
There you go. It's a nice little sort of poem there. Wayne, now of course my question to you is that poem a poem by me? Is that a poem by somebody else? Or is that a poem by the great Edgar Allan Poe? Or do you want to go and use your one and only alternative to speak to Deb?
I want to use my one and only alternative. It goes with Deb.
You want to cut dead straight away? Well, there you go. I'm most impressed. Okay, so if that's the case, I should probably give Deb an appropriate sort of introduction. I could do Thunderclap. I could do Jaws. Let's try this one. That's possible. I think the drum roll's good. Okay, Deb. You've seen the poem on the board there, and it's a perfectly nice little ditty. What's your thinking about this poem?
Okay.
Deb, can we say something first?
Is gorgeous, and the rhyme and flow is perfect, and the right. trickle down effect of the lines is excellent. But aside from the fact that it feels like you, I would note that the word whilst and poultry are only words I've ever heard from you, sir. So, Wayne,
I think it's AP too, because AP makes it nice and balanced, and the only thing he did with this to throw us off, he put half strayed. He strayed off a little bit to kind of throw us off. Because he has strayed. If next to the half straight off, he's perfectly balanced, like his poems are always are. And it's the same rhyme scheme. And I think you're right. I think it's AP's. Deb's final answer. AP.
Your final answer, and Deb, your final answer is an AP poem, and Wayne, your final answer is an AP poem. So let us go to the videotape. And the answer is.
Got me.
Oh,
my first one wrong.
Dear.
Sorry,
Wayne.
No,
Man.
No.
It's not an AP poem.
Not an AP poem. So it is many things, but it is not a very nice poem, but it's not an AP poem. And so I'm going to quickly put up on the board where we're up to. Very tricky of the host here, but you know that's why we're in a winners competition here. You know we're getting the best of the best, and you've got to expect that it's going to be difficult. You know, otherwise it would
just
be running straight through, and everybody would there you go. So liquid damage. I'm just putting up the game board as we speak, and you can see that you can't go and guess square number 5, it's got a little dash in it, but you can guess any other one that you would like apart from square number 5. So where would you like to go? Which number?
I think I'll go with number 7.
Number 7 it is. And so let me go and put number 7 on the board for you, and this particular poem, just so that you know where to start from, it's just been put on the board now. This particular poem starts with two bells is the first things up.
Okay,
liquid damage,
here we go. Two bells to jangle and dance needed. Yeah, I'm here.
One stanza further up. So two bells rung in a class is the first line. So just refresh again.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Two bells rung in a class to signal end of day before the days of technology and the smart linked array. Two bells to jangle and dance needed to garner attention. A miracle of late to capture one, much less few in suspension. Two bells would sit and chill as a class packed away, left alone as the students saw to respect their presence pray. Two bells sit in a history cabinet, long lost their prime position, and retired dusty and glass thick, long lost their old tradition. Okay.
There we go.
Well, I'm going to say I don't think that's Poe. And after reading it, I don't think that's you either.
Okay.
What's that?
And you can always ask. You don't have to go on your own. You can ask Deb, but Deb might be wrong, you know, but it could well be. So they're up to you.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that's not Poe, because it says
okay.
Before the days of technology. I don't think that technology was that big of a deal back then. I could be wrong.
No.
But I don't think that has Poe's kind of rhyme flow.
Okay.
And I'm going to say I think it's somebody else.
Okie doke. And I can't convince you to use Deb or have a chat to her?
Not yet.
Okay. Righto. Well, let me then go with your final decision to the videotape. And I can tell you that the answer is... Oh, dear. We've started with...
It's going to be a long fight tonight.
Yeah.
We've started with two, and they haven't quite got there yet. So, let me go to the board and update that so that I can show you where we're up to. And
wow.
We can then go and put that up on the board. And it just takes a minute here to load up the diagram just so that everybody knows where we're up to, who we're following in the site. And we are there now. So we have two guesses, and we have two dashes as we sit here today, one in square number 5 and one in square number 7. And so, Wayne,
we're just getting warmed up.
I turn to you. I guess.
Yeah, that's what we're
and
doing.
You can have any number you like, as long as it's between 1 and 9, it's not 5 and 7.
I'll take the number 9.
Number 9. Okay, we'll go for number 9. Let me... grab that palm now. Oh, yes, okay. This one. Right on. This, just so that you know where to start on this one starts on an old grandfather clock, Wayne. On an old grandfather clock is the
okay,
first square.
Right now.
And I'm just putting it in now, so you might need to refresh again.
Okay.
Try it now, because it should be in there now. And it
okay,
starts on an old grandfather clock.
And let me see here. It says the other poem. I'm going to go down below it. There it is. Then I blow the other one. And there is three stanzas.
Got it?
And it starts out,
yep,
an old grandfather clock. Okay. It goes like this. An old grandfather clock.
Right.
See a man on the moon. The bells peal and squalls by streets near noon. Dwelling in sounds. Oh, it jumped on me. Dwelling within sounds, felines joust upon eaves, while wattle birds sleep in deep crooks of leaves. Waves sunflowers by day, ping into caves bats, seen cats bouncing, cruise on breeze gnats, whisk of group floor, light scurried like the mice. Rumble runnel cot blanket, baby is fast asleep, sighs exhaled. Exhale, pause, pratter, and chip, sweep. Oh, man, a bat, dog, and then a ball. Dawn, a gray of moon, noon. Face of clocks peers, facing, smiling, faded moon. End. Gosh, it's a tongue tire, tongue twister. Okay.
Yeah, a rhyming poem there, Wayne. Now, you've used your...
It's a rhyming poem.
Yeah, so you do have to answer this one on your own. So, what are you thinking of this one?
Right now, I'm looking. It looks like somebody wrote this. That's trying to throw somebody off. To me, because I don't think it was too much too whimsical. Way by sunset of days, and they got that gnats in there. Whiskey move door. Sorry. Yes. I'm gonna say it's your poem.
You want to say it's mine? Okay.
Yes,
and I can't convince you. Otherwise, Wayne, that's not my poem.
All right. I think he tried to trick me on this one.
Okay. Well, if that's the case and you're comfortable that, that you've made your decision, I will go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Yay!
It is my
was two whimsical for anybody else about that. You just try to fool me.
Yeah,
and he's on the board.
To try and fool you. A couple of words,
yeah, you
but
to
you
turn
are
around.
On the board.
Thank you very
yeah,
much.
You,
thank you.
You are on the board. Let it be noted. Well done. And a very good guess. And that was, you know, it wasn't easy, one. That one. There was a few little, you know, bits and pieces about
right.
that, you know, were not necessarily traditionally an AP Taylor poem. So,
No, it's not yours. It was so far off. I thought it was yours.
Yeah, no. It was something about it. It I actually quite like that poem. I really do. So I'm glad we got to read it. There's certain poems that you think, okay, that's kind of cool. And that one I sort of think is kind of cool. So we've now got the board updated, and you've got your circle on the board, right? You can see that. It's actually not a bad-looking circle either. It's position number 9. So we turn to you.
Okay.
Damage, and you've now got the choice of any square you like, as long as it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, or 8.
I think I'll go with number 1.
You're going to go with number 1. Okay, we can do that. Righto. I'm going to go to the videotape and grab number 1. And this, okay, yeah, this one. And this one is going to go onto the board in 2 ticks. Just putting it there now. So you'll need to refresh now, Linda. This poem has 4 stanzas, and it starts with a sound echo.
Okay. A sound echoed over the and between its the grasses. A xylophone ripples its hum, vibrating the sands. Among the vast waters, as hears the herds gathered near the passes of a vast river. A sound of bone reverberating to nervous feet of the many readying to herd across, while the noise is rapid shimmering of teeth as the largest crocodile already feast. Okay. Once again, I don't think this is Poe. But
yep.
I don't think it's either because you have a little bit more in your poem, a little bit more depth and meat in your poetry. This is kind of not like that. So I'm going to go once again with somebody else.
Okay. Now, I can't convince you, Linda, to use the services of Deb there, because you can use her, but only once. So okay, no problems at all.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Well, let's go to the videotape then with your guess that this is somebody else. And let me, it's almost with the drum roll here, but I've just got to try and find where everything is, because it all gets sort of rambled up and put in the wrong way. So I'm going to play a drum roll just while I work out where it is. Because these things sort of go missing when you want them, but unfortunately, I've got to say that that's not somebody else. I did say that I would be tricking this time, and goodness only knows I am. So this is let me go and edit the game board here, and put in another X with a dash, and so I've done that. So I'm now going to load that up onto the wall. so we can all see where we are up to. Say two.
We have never had a draw in Tic Mac Poe, and it's strangely overdue because every tic tac toe board, about a third of them, are draws, and we have had about 25 games, I think, Deb, and we have yet to have a draw. So anyway, here we go. We've got two X's with dashes. We've got an O with a dash. We've got an O on the board, Wayne. So it's now your turn, Wayne, to decide where you want to go.
I think I will go with number six.
Number six. All right, we can do number six for you. That is great. And let's put that one tick because I copy that. And I'll put that on the board now. So just give it a minute to load up, Wayne.
All right.
And it's on the board now. It's two stanzas, and it starts with "Hear the loud alarm bells."
All right. Here it goes. Hear the loud alarm bells, brazen bells. What tale of terror now the turbulent sea tells? In the startled ear of night, how they scream out their fright. Too much horror to speak, they can only shriek out of tune. In a clamorous pilling of the mercy of the fire, a mad explosion with the death and frantic fire. Oh, the bells, bells, bells! What the tale of the terrors of the despair? How they clang and clash and roar! What a horror they outpour on the blossom and the pelling liquor. Yet the ear it fully knows by the twanging and its clanging, and how the danger ebbs and flows. Yet the ear distinctly tells. In the jangling and the wrangling, how the danger sinks and swells by the sinking of the swelling of the anger of the bells. In, wow.
Thank you. It's lots of bells and lots of ringing.
Well, I'm kind of thinking. Let me think here. I think I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Poe.
You're gonna go with Poe. Now, you can, of course, go to Deb and get some help and assistance, but are you convinced that that one is Poe? Wow.
Yes, I'm going to go with Poe just for the hell of it.
You're going to go with Poe for the hell of it. Okay, well, I've seen people go with Poe for simple and more less difficult ideas, but the answer is that...
Yes.
That is Poe.
Yes.
What number was that?
Six.
That was Poe.
Hey, what number was that?
It had the scary part.
I'll show you the rhyming as we speak. So, keep
it had the rhyming and it had the horror in it. That's it. Yes.
Yeah, no. I'm impressed.
Hey, what number was that, Wayne?
Six. Number six.
That was number six.
Number six. Okay.
And so let me do the board and update it for you, Linda, so you can see where we are up to. Because that was a great guess. And of course, it was always going to be Bells this week because my new book is The Raven and the Bells from 1910, and this was one of the first books to have the bells in it because the bells wasn't released until after Poe had passed away, interestingly enough. So if we now look at the game board, Linda, that's now been posted, and you can see that Wayne has O's in square number six and square number nine, and he missed one in the centre in five. So it's now up to you to decide which poem you would like to grab next.
I'll take number three.
I think that makes an eminent amount of sense. So let me go to poem. Well, I mean, sometimes it doesn't, you know. I mean, I've been here
right.
And people have, you know, done things and they don't necessarily make logical sense. But I have to say, grabbing poem number three at this point makes logical sense. So I am posting poem number three And Linda, it's got two stanzas, and the first stanza starts with the words there and then not.
Okay. Here we go. There and then not, must be aware. Onwards to show, memories do stare. Smell of fresh rain, by flashes compare, echoes left fall in the moment rare. Bells toll in escrow, a day darkly fair, connections let go. Devils work by row, most here to mourn. Shuffles are slow, closer to life's fires, with whilst further snow. Frail skin is gray, way sagging toe. Suit does he wear, spent resting go. Parlor as glass, reflecting show. Gowns to care, cover and throw. Stainless ware, a side door burning air. Okay, I'm going to once again say it's not Poe. I didn't think they had stainless ware back then.
The good news is that there's only one Poe, and Wayne's already guessed it. So the good news is that it can't be Poe now because there was only one Poe comp. It's an easier game. It can only be me or somebody else.
Well, I think it's you. I think you're doing some new stuff, but I think you've gone out and written yourself a bunch of new poetry that is trying to fool us a little bit, but
yes.
I think this has your signature on it.
Okie dokie. Now, I can't convince you to go to Deb and get some extra advice at this point, Linda. You're convinced that it's
nope, not yet. I'm holding out.
Okay. Righto. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to videotape, and I can tell you with great certainty Well done. And it did have, as you rightly said, some bits and pieces that were not typical AP Taylor type stuff. And so very well done for looking through that and getting an X up in the top right square. So I'm just about to go
finally
and put that on. Well, look, nobody ever said it would be easy. Nobody ever said it would be easy.
That's right.
You've done pretty well. Very good guess. And you know, being two winners, I had to, you know, step it up a little bit and make it a little bit harder. And it's exactly what we've done. And but you're stepping up to the plate as well, Linda. So very well done. Great guess. And we now have an X on the board, if you look at the board.
Cool.
Well, now.
Coming after you, Wayne.
Fine.
I know, I'm scared. You got me shaking over here in the corner.
No. So, Wayne, now turning to you, and I'm saying, now, which square do you want? Do you want square number 2, square number 4, or square number 8?
I'm going to take number 4.
Number 4 it is. So let me grab poem number 4. And I'm going to copy that into the board now. So this is 3 stanzas again, Wayne. So, and I'll help you with the starting one. So when you refresh your screen, ring out wild bells to the wild sky is the first line. Three stanzas. Ring out wild bells to the wild sky.
Okay, it goes like this. Ring out wild bells to the wild sky. The flying cloud and the frosty night. The year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells and let them die. Ring out the old and ring in the new. Ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let them go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that steps to mind. For those that hear, see no more. Ring out the feud of rich and poor. Ringing in redress to all mankind. End.
The end. Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes. It is the end.
What do you think?
I don't think
about
you cheated. I don't think you know much
you
about the snow. I don't think. I thought you think somebody
well,
else.
You think it's somebody else, Wayne? You don't want to.
Yes, I do.
You, I can't you just stop and pause and.
That was
$1 million. About that for a minute. No, it's a little bit of Lord Byron from 1850. So it's certainly not me, because he was around a long time before me. So it is indeed somebody else. So let me go and update the game board, and we can show where we are up to here. So I'm just going to put an O there in square four, and then I'm going to update. Not a very good O, by the way. My O's could use improving, Wayne. It's sort of more like a unattached U. But anyway, you'll get the idea. It doesn't look like an X, let's put it that way. So,
Can be tight.
Those two. So I'm just adding that now. It's gone okay. Then I hit send, and you should be able to, if you refresh your game board, get the gist of where we were up to here. And
what happened here?
It should be able to update and see it now, Linda. And there's only two squares that we haven't guessed, and those columns are number 2 and number 8.
No, hang on one second. I got a problem here.
Oh, you got a technology problem.
I'm still getting Wayne's. Went all the way across the board.
We will wait for you, but it is fairly straightforward. I can explain to you
I didn't have it either.
Okay.
I'm refreshing right now.
There it is.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, good. It takes a while sometimes from a few places.
There are
the
and then not. Is that it?
No, I haven't put it up yet, Linda, because you've got a choice. You can either have poem 2 or in the top, or you can have poem number 8 at the bottom.
Oh, I'll take 2.
Okay, 2 it is. So let me go and grab 2. That would seem a logical thing to do as well. So I am grabbing poem number 2 now. This is a poem of 3 stanzas, and it starts with the moon as its first word. So bear with me. And I'm just sending it now, so you just need to refresh.
Okay.
And you'll see a poem of 3 stanzas starting with the moon has a face.
Lord, I'm still getting Wayne's. Hang on.
No, it's okay.
Oh, here we go. Okay. The moon has a face like the clock in the hall. She shines on thieves on the garden wall, on streets and fields and harborous qualls. I'm having a hard time reading the printing. And birds asleep in forks of the trees. The squalling cat and the squeaking mouse, the howling dog, and the door of the house, the bat that lies in a bed at noon, all love to be out by the light of the moon. But all of the things that belong to this day, cuddle to sleep to be out of her way, and flowers and children close their eyes till up in the morning the sun shall rise.
Thank you.
In poem.
Very nice. That one, and you can use Deb, of course. You do have the opportunity.
Okay, I'm going to say it's you again, because we know it's not Poe, and if it was somebody else, it could be anybody else. But I think I'm going to say it's you.
Okay, now I can't convince you to go and speak with. To speak with Deb and get some assistance at this point, or are you going to save that up?
No, I'm going to stay.
Okay. And you're convinced it's me, so
I am going to go to the videotape, if you're convinced it's me, and find out the answer. Are you ready, Linda?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, here we go. No, it's not me. It's very nice.
Boy,
involved,
I'm having a
me.
Bad, bad night.
Don't play defense.
It's not me. Sorry. It's very
somebody
tricky.
Else.
It's tricky, but it's somebody else. So let me put the X there. Now, Wade, you don't really have a choice, to be honest, because we have got to the point in the game
on.
Where there is only one poem that we have not read, which is number
eight.
So
I will take eight.
I think, you know, it's a broad choice, really. You can have any number you like as long as it's eight, really. It's that,
all
sort,
right.
that sort of day. So let
all
me
right.
put the board up. Not that it makes a difference to your choice, because you just have to choose eight, because that's the only one we haven't read yet, but I'm putting it up there. It's increasingly important for the next guest coming forward, if you know what I'm saying. So that is the board as it sits. And Wayne, we're going to do number eight. So let me put number eight up on the board.
All righty.
And we shall see what you think of poem number eight. And this has four stanzas. And it starts with, I'm just putting it up on the board now.
Oh my lord.
The curfew tolls, the knell. The curfew tolls the knell of past day.
And there it is. I think I found it. You can square to where it's hit. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
And it's got four stanzas. And it's going to start like this. The curfew tolls the knell of the parting day, and lowering herd wind slowly o'er the lee. The plowman homeward plows his weary way, and leads the world to darkness and to me. And now fades the glimmering landscape on sight, and all the air solemn stillness holds, save where the beetle's wheels his droning night flight, and drowsy tinkling lulls the distant fold. Save that from yonder ivy mantled toll. The mopping owl does the moon complain of such a wandering and near the secret bower, most ancient solitary grain. Let me see, I lost the other prayer. There it is. Beneath the rugged elms, the ye trees of shade, and where heaves the turf in many a mountaineering heap, each narrow cell for the ever laid, the true forefathers of the hamlet sheep. End.
There you go.
Oh, no, that's
nice,
easy.
Nice. What do you think?
I'm going to say it's somebody else.
You're going to say it's somebody else? I can't convince
yes.
you that it might be.
Nope. I'm going with somebody else.
No. No, you're going to go somebody else. Okay, righto. Well, let me go to videotape then and see what that says about this, because that's the ultimate purveyor of things. And Wayne, I've got to tell you that
right.
you are absolutely correct. It's somebody else.
Right.
You're quite right. Yeah. You're completely right. It is, actually, I think, one of the older poems that I've had on the show. It is by T. Gray. It's Elegy in a Country Churchyard from 1750. A poem from 1750.
I thought it was something like that. It seemed like an older one, and I think I thought it was an older poem. It's about the time you got born.
It's a bloody old poem, yeah. Slightly old poem. It's a bloody ancient poem. Anyway.
It is excellent.
We now, I am going to go to the videotape now and go and put this in the studio, because now it gets interesting. Now it gets interesting, because we have the game board, which looks like the following, once I put it up on the board, is we've now had a guess that each of the nine poems, and we have got the game board looking like this. Now, Linda, Liquid Damage, this is a, well, it doesn't look good, I've got to say. It doesn't look good. But this is a strange game, Liquid Damage. Anything can happen. So you can make a choice for any number that you like that we haven't got right yet, which is number 1, 2, 5, or 7.
I'll take 5.
You're going to go 5? Okay.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to grab 5 back so that you can remember what this was, because it this was the poem that you asked from, I think you, this was the poem, yeah, number 5, which had a quite lovely balance and flow and lines going down it and all that stuff. So, and this one, I'm just going to put it back on the board again. And I'm just trying to remember what we did here. I think from memory, we had, this was one that Wayne went to Deb for, if you remember. And it was guessed that this poem was mine. And that was incorrect. So that's the background for this
right.
one. So it doesn't make it terribly difficult, but my question to you, Linda, is if this poem was not written by me, who was it written by?
Somebody else.
Well, that would seem incredibly logical as a poem. I've
got to tell you. Oh, quick jab to the right. Wayne's
didn't
shaking.
Even have to read it again.
I have great joy in telling you that it was written by a fellow Australian called Alf Collier. Dead. Alf Collier.
Oh, I know him. Yeah, he's a good poet.
By Alf Collier. A wonderful friend, and I engaged him because he doesn't write greatly differently from me, it should be noted. So, but it wasn't me. It was Alf. So
you trickster. At least
thank
it makes sense.
Now. My thanks to Alf for participating in the event because he's fun. Anyway, that's why it seemed so very familiar. So putting up the new game board for you, Wayne, so you can see exactly where we are up to.
All right.
We are in an important juncture. And
yes, we are.
The juncture looks like the following. If I can just get this up and press OK and then hit send, you can see, Wayne, that there is 3 choices, really. You can go into number 1, number 2, or you could do number 7.
I'm going to go number 7 for the victory.
There you go.
That would be well, it was me. I think I would probably go to number 7. And you might recall that this was the poem that was the 2 bells rung in class. And this was the poem that was guessed by Liquid Damage as being a poem by somebody else.
Yeah, and it was AP's poem.
Well, that could be a logical conclusion. that could be a logical conclusion, Wayne. So is your guess that poem... That
my guess, the final answer is... My final answer is AP for the championship.
Your final answer is AP. And so this is for the win and for the title of Champion of Champions. The answer is... What?
Yes.
What?
Great game, Linda.
Good game, Wayne. You played a heck of a game.
It is nerve-wracking. I'm worn out. I'm physically drained.
I know it is. I'm sweating.
That was the quickest game yet, I think.
Well, you got two professionals. That's what happens when you get two professionals playing.
Well, that was clearly. We have got through the game in record time. And once again we have a result. And so my great congratulations to Wayne. You pick up Wayne 1,000 points, and Liquid Damage, you pick up 500 points for participating and being a fantastic contestant. And so
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
For participating, your points will be with you very shortly.
Anytime.
I think it's a fantastic game. Very, very excited.
I want a car.
I want to thank you, AP, for being in charge and taking care of us so well.
Yeah, it's exciting. You did good on the content thing here.
Wayne, I do enjoy doing it, but as you know, it does take a little bit of time to put together, but it is a fascinating little beastie of a game. So once again, we've got a result, which is terrific. So my thanks.
AP, I have a question. Was one of them a nursery rhyme?
There was. I'm just about to put on the board all of the poems for reference and who they were.
Great choices, though. You did awesome this time. And sneaking Alfin was kind of brilliant.
I just thought getting Alfin might sort of just add a little sort of trick to it, because as I said,
you know what else?
I
often had you read Alf for me, so it was just so naturally fitting.
Yes.
So you got me. You fooled me with that one. I've called you to read for him.
The turning point of the game was number 9.
Lady A, hello.
Hello. That was excellent, you guys.
Hey, lady.
Hi. It's tough, isn't it? But it's so much fun.
It is.
Just wanted to say congrats to you all. And I did put a note in earlier that I would like to challenge the winner, which is next month.
I may need 6 months off for a poop break.
And I would like to say
A great list of poems, some newies and some very old ones too, especially the Elegy in a Country Churchyard at 1750. So, and some older poems by me as well. So, just tried to mix it up a little bit, and I think we got a pretty good balance this time. So, my thanks to everybody. My thanks to Al.
It was fun.
To Liquid Damage, to Lady A, and we'll be back. In a number of weeks' time to keep going. And Stephen, I've got some coins.
I'll take on Lady A's challenge anytime you want to put it up there.
With all of that, I'm going to go back and with, almost an hour, it's going to be in total, the show, which is a pocket-sized show. we will finish with the wonderful Common Lynette's from Norway,
right,
singing their beautiful piece.
I love that. I love the song.
The country and western.
I love that
song.
Isn't
it a great song?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah, it gets me dancing in my chair.
Yeah. So this is the Common Lynette's, and we'll go out with that. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next time.
If I meet you down the bar, I'll buy
thanks,
the drink.
Thanks, AP.
Thank you. Thanks, Linda. Thanks,
night,
Mike.
Everyone.
Thanks, lady.
So what's up?
Chasing
tomorrow for Deb, Hatter, and I for candles. Have fun, everybody. Bye.